Ilona walked at the tail end of the line of women plodding to the garment factory. Dawn was just breaking, and the gunmetal sky spit sleet. She knew better than to talk, and she kept her hands clasped in front of her. With downcast eyes, the human queue moved like an undulating snake through deserted streets. DeKal might always have been quiet at this hour, but she bet it had never been this quiet. Everyone avoided the Nazis for the best of reasons. They no longer needed a reason to imprison you in a world that had turned upside down. A world where no one asked questions anymore. Sleep continued to elude her for what was left of the night, but she traded her ambivalence about escaping for acceptance. She'd try her best. If it worked, she'd be on her way to freedom. If it failed, death would end her misery. The woman in front of her stumbled, but recovered and kept moving before a guard could swat her with a baton or shoot her outright. Prisoners were a commodity. Nothing more, nothing less. Easier to kill the weak and move on. New prisoners arrived daily. So many, some of the barracks stuffed them too to a narrow bunk. At least it was warmer that way. Ilona girded herself and tapped into her magic. One more block, and she'd have to do this. If she waited much longer, they'd be at the factory, and escape would be much harder. Impossible after the women were herded inside. Once she began, she'd have to be quick. If any of the guards felt her magic, and they might if they were gypsies hiding what they were, the jig would be up. Of course it would be all over for them too, because she'd finger them for being just like her. Takes one to know one. A grim smile parted her lips, but her head was down so no one saw it. Her hands shook where they were clutched in front of her, so she gripped them hard enough to hurt. Casting spells was easier if she had the use of her hands, but that part would have to wait until no one could see her. She inhaled deep, blew it out, and did it again, aiming for a calm, clear center. Her power had always been strong for a Romani, her fortune smacking of clairvoyance rather than pretense. Ilona let her power build. She wouldn't get to do this again if it turned to shit. Means I have to get it right the first time. Magic spilled through her. So much, she feared luminescence dancing around her might give her away. Working fast, she reached into the minds of the half-dozen guards flanking them and the dozen women nearest her. You have never seen me. You will not miss me. Ilona repeated the suggestion twice more. 3 was a power number, and she wasn't leaving anything to chance. No sooner had the 3rd iteration left her mind than she drew invisibility from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet and stepped out of the line. She'd planned to wait long enough to see if any of the guards raised an alarm, but the specter of freedom was heady, and she couldn't force herself to turn as she'd planned to watch the line move away without her. Heart pounding and throat clotted nearly shut with anxiety, she ran as fast as she could down a side street, and then another one, angling toward the road out of town. After the first few minutes where she'd expected bullets to rip through her spine, her breathing eased a little. She'd pulled it off, at least for now. Maybe going to ground wasn't such a good idea. She had no idea if she'd eradicated herself permanently from the guard's memories, or if her magical intervention would fade. She'd employed subliminal suggestion before, but always when her caravan was within hours of leaving a town. By the time Agajo discovered she'd hoodwinked him, it was too late to do anything about it. Not that no one ever drove after caravans demanding the head of the gypsy who cheated them, but Valentine always dealt with them. She didn't know if anyone had ever come after her, claiming she'd played them false. She took stock of her magic. It was weakening, but she had enough left to clear the ancient town's walls. Once she was outside DeKal, she could take to backways and she wouldn't need to be invisible. Clothes. She'd need something other than her prison garb. The only other option was holding on to her invisibility spell permanently, and she didn't have enough magic to do that. Ilona scanned the street. Nothing here. She'd been to DeKal with the caravan numerous times, and she tried to remember where shops that sold clothing were located. And then she rolled her eyes. She had no money, and all the shops were still closed. Besides, no one in their right mind would sell anything to someone dressed in prison garb. Not insurmountable. I can break in.